Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Being Honest. How's everyone doing? How's your day going so far? How was your weekend? Mine was super quiet. I did pretty much nothing except work. And Friday I stopped by my friend Nicole's house for a few just to get out and socialize. But wow, what a long week. Is it me? Or did last week drag? My God. Whatever. I missed you guys. I did. I really did. I almost did a Thursday podcast just not to wait. And, but what are you going to do, right? Another week gone. Another day closer to death. Okay. So, first off, rest in peace, Big Ange, right? That's sad. I didn't know her personally. I met her like once. I'm not going to pretend she was a close friend, but my condolences to her family and friends. It's been all over Facebook. I don't want to bring the sad vibe on the show. So, moving on, but actually, I did want to talk about Facebook again this week. That's every week, right? I don't know. It's just Facebook ruins lives, people. It ruins lives. Relationships, it ruins them. I'm kidding around, but it does. Facebook is like, it's like crack cocaine, right? Is that a terrible metaphor? That's all right. I seen this thing on Facebook. This is what I wanted to talk about. From pretty much my last episode till about Wednesday ish, it was all over Facebook. I seen this thing on Facebook. It's about that girl in the magazine. Now it's not just Facebook. It's all social media in general, and of course advertisement agencies. But on Facebook, it's been all over about it. The girl, you know, that girl, what's her name? It was on Sports Illustrated, Ashley Graham. That's it. That's her name. They're making it like she's so courageous for doing this. And all women should feel comfortable in their own skin. Really? Like women didn't know this already? Ugh. I hate so much of how these ads make women feel terrible about themselves. And it's all for profit. And the worst part about it is that it brainwashes them into, like, feeling that they need to be skinny. And in turn, it makes them act shitty to guys. So, men are taking a fucking beating for advertising. I don't know. We can't win, right, fellas? We cannot win. and this has been going on for years, so it's not like this is the first time something like this happened. It's just fucking unbelievable how many people buy into this shit. And it's not just situations like this. I'm singling out. It's just something that really annoyed me. So I don't know. Anyways, moving on, right? This is a little off topic, but I'm all over the place anyways on my show, so whatever. My brain's like a fucking ping pong ball. you ever notice in movies, this is why I wrote this down as a little bullet point, because it was driving me crazy. You ever notice in movies when they leave the windows wide open? Like, who the fuck does that? I live in New York. If I ever did that here, with my luck, I would have like a raccoon climb through my window and attack me while I'm fucking sleeping, ripping my face off and shit. I'd panic so quickly because of waking up with a wild animal attacking me. I'd have like no chance against this fucking thing. And that's aside from bees, flies, mosquitoes, fucking spiders, the normal shit, you name it. Or like in 300, I'm sure everybody's seen 300 by now, right? Or even chicks have seen 300, but whatever. If you haven't, who gives you shit, right? It's it doesn't really, it's not even necessarily 300 based. It's pretty much any type of movies like that. So when they fight with no shirts on, like, yeah, it's badass for the movie, and it's not like they're ripping their shirts off in a fit of rage. They just don't have shirts on. Like, I want a fucking shirt on before the shit hits the fan. Like, I'm not one of those fake tough guys who rips off their shirt before a fight's about to begin, and then, you know, they get bitch slapped. But I'm not going to sit here and shit all over movies or shows. But what about when an actor rips his... this is another thing that drives me fucking crazy. What about when an actor, right, rips his chain off to give to, like, his boy, to give to his girl or something, whatever the case is, or he gives it to her? Like, dude, why the fuck did you have to break it for? Like, you couldn't just unhook the fucking thing? Now, after you're dead, you know, because, of course, it's a movie. So, now, after you're dead, she has to go get the chain fixed so she can hang it on, like, the picture frame of you with the shrine of all your fucking... like, of all your shit on, like, a table stand with candles lit, and it drives me nuts. And I don't even know why my brain goes to these places. But if you break down any movie, you will absolutely ruin it. Any movie you could think of, if you, like, sit there and break it down, especially television shows, you're going to completely ruin it for yourself, because obviously you have to put yourself into that fantasy world of it not being real, and some people take it too seriously. But of course, no. I actually am one of those people who take it seriously, because when I watch a movie, I'm locked in. Like, anybody who knows me knows I don't just put on the movie in the background and start bullshitting. Like, if it's on at a buddy's house or something like that, I'll glance at it here and there, but I'll go home specifically just to, what's it called? Like, zone the fuck in on this movie so I don't miss a single thing. For me, if you miss even, like, a slight dialogue, you could definitely get lost in, you know, especially if they reference it later on in the show or movie. So for me, I'm locked in when I watch a movie. But going back to, like, you know, the break and change and shit, you know, like, I'm just going to speak on the ladies. Cause I ran, see, fucking ping pong ball. So speaking of the ladies, I'm happy I'm single at the moment. Fellas, you ever wake up and it's still pretty early in the day and your chick is already, like, starting to turn on you? Like, shit's already turning south on you so early? Those type of days are the ones when she regrets her choice of being with you. Okay, I'm just gonna lay it out for you. You know, this is life. And it happens more often than you think, okay? Like, those type of days are the ones that she regrets her choice of being with you. Like, she wakes up before you, looks over, and it's just like, ugh. Like, why am I here? Why am I here? Why the fuck am I with this man? As she glances at your lifeless body, just laying there snoring away, as she thinks of 100 different, like, exit strategies to get out of this life and this horrible relationship, or ways to poison you, like, your fucking breakfast to collect whatever shitty life insurance policy you have. Jesus Christ, it's getting dark. Getting dark early in the morning. Sorry, getting a little dark. Okay, moving on. This podcast that I love doing so much is growing. It's crazy. I just invested in some new equipment. I posted something on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and things are looking up. next thing is starting to make some revenue off this bitch, right? But realistically, I know that will that's going to take some time. I'm not going to get any type of offer, or deal, or advertisement for about probably, 6 months or so. But actually, come to think of it, this guy contacted me. I'm not going to mention any names to protect the innocent, even though this guy isn't innocent, but it's whatever. Contacted me on Twitter saying that he wanted to... He's from a music. I'm not really exactly sure what it was. It was some type of music. Basically, he edits and mixes stuff with artists, and he is like the owner of the company. So he writes me this whole thing, and honestly, it was a little. I seen it as a little unprofessional the way he wrote it. Essentially, the first message that he sent me was, sign up for this, blah blah blah. We can expand your brand and this and that music. I'm like, dude, like in my head, I'm saying to myself, like, do you know I'm not into the music game? Like, I wrote him. I took a step back from the music game, and I'm on this new venture of becoming a fucking world class podcaster, right, people? Shit. So anyway, like, this dude basically doesn't even know who the fuck I am, clearly, because he would have known that if he would have even checked out anything I've ever done. And then midway through the messaging, I said that I was at a step back from the music game for the moment, right? You know, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Yet again, I'm not going to put this dude on blast or nothing like that, but I'm not going to say his company. So it was just saying, just thanking you for the follow. Do you have a second to create a free membership account at, I'm not going to say it, my company, here it goes. My company promotes singles, videos, mixtapes, etc. We even do reviews, articles, and other things to help take your music game up a notch. Would be dope if you joined. Like, really? Dope? I don't know. For me, that felt very unprofessional. That you're going to say... he didn't even say it. Like, it just... period. Would be dope if you joined. Like, okay. And then it's like, if you have any projects ready for placement, let me know. Or you could simply lock in a slot here, and then it's just a URL to get to his, you know, bullshit company. So I replied, I took a step back from the music game for the moment as I progress my newfound talent as a podcaster. I'll stay in contact with you. If you'd like to talk about advertisement with my show, you can email me at justbeinghonestpodcast.com. I'm saying my own goddamn email wrong. I told him, if you would like to advertise with me on my show, you can email me at justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Okay? Then I write, I hope to hear from you as and possibly... why am I saying this all wrong? Or did I just write it wrong? I hope to hear from you and possibly each... Holy shit. I'm going to break my goddamn computer in half. Okay. Reading out loud. Okay. I hope to hear from you and possibly help each other out in the near future. All the best, Eric Cristiano. Right? Fucking, I feel like, it was professional. And he wrote, without any really context, just, I feel we can help each other now. And then directly after, what do you say to some sort of, holy shit, I got off of work, okay? I just got off of work. I work overnights, all right? If you've been listening to my show, you know I work from 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock at night till 5 o'clock in the morning, okay? So, I'm a little tired, but I'm perking up for you guys, all right? So, he wrote, I feel we can help each other out now. And then directly after, without me saying anything, He wrote, what do you say to some form of a partnership? And I'm like, what? Like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Guy doesn't even know who I am. And clearly, he doesn't know what I do. Especially after what I just said. So yet again, I hit him with another, I feel, professional reply. So I'm like, I think we should speak on the phone. I'm an out-of-the-box thinker. Always have been. I'm willing to think. I'm sorry. I'm willing to talk and possibly come to an agreement on a temporary partnership or something bigger. My personal number is blink, blank, blink, blank, blank. I'm not giving it out. All right. I'm like, all right. So I say my personal number is blank. Maybe tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we can speak. Let me know if the time or day is okay. Thanks, Eric. He goes, just right back. Boom. That's perfect. Okay. I said, okay, sounds good. Looking forward to hearing from you. He said, yes, sir. And then, tomorrow. So I waited. And, he didn't call me back. He didn't call me at Friday. So I didn't reach out to him. Like, I'm not going to, message him. Like, hey, dude, why didn't you call me? Like, go fuck yourself, dude. Like, yo, if you want to man up and you want to talk business like a gentleman, then call me when our agreed time to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's like, clearly he's not as professional as he at least thinks he is, and definitely doesn't know how to run any type of company. So I'm hoping it's not a serious company, because they're not going to be doing so good. anyways, so moving on. people always say money changes you, right? This is all people, the reason. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Goddamn microphone. Oh my god, I love my new equipment, people. I love it. It's awesome. I got that real deal podcast kind of microphone stand that connects to the desk, and it, angles up and over, and it's all connected with springs, and you can move it around. It's fucking cool. And then I got two brand new headphones, because my old headphones, literally the first day I bought them, when I was doing the hip hop and music and stuff like that, my friend Mike came by, and he's kind of a reckless mess, and he's a big boy too. So he just put them over his head and he just ripped them off. He broke them, and I'm like, oh my god! They were $200 headphones, and this kid snaps them off. Now I'm sitting there for 7 years now, I've had them duct taped. It was ridiculous. So I finally, I sprung and got two new headphones, the exact same ones. I don't even know what name brand these are. What are they? Yeah, I'm not pronouncing that one. Sennheiser or something like that. I don't know. They're pretty good though. The sound quality is pretty decent on these. And I picked up another microphone. I had a couple of other microphones, but one microphone I had was a drum microphone. Now, if anybody knows what a drum microphone is or what it does, is it's more for, how do I say this? It's like specific angles. So I would essentially have to hold it directly in front of my mouth the entire time. And don't be cute, all right? Don't be silly. Don't be snickling about that. Oh my god, I'm losing my goddamn mind. Snickering about that. Anyways, so I picked up this new little mic, and it came with a little stand. I might actually swap out the stand, because I do have another. It's fine. I might just leave it. I was going to test it on this podcast, but I love my microphone too much. My main microphone. So I'm not going to, I can't fucking change anything around. But regardless, I got a new microphone, so I can now, if I want, I can have guests, and that's going to be coming soon, but I want to establish myself first. Holy shit. No. Hello. Oh, my God. My screen went blank. I thought I lost you guys. Oh, that would have sucked. But okay. Anyways, all right. So going back with the whole advertisement and stuff like that, you know, it's like people always say that money changes you. Like, yeah, of course it does. You go from having no money to having fucking money now, right? Am I right or wrong? It would change, like, it wouldn't change me at my core. Like, you know what it is? It wouldn't change me at my core because I always came from not having money. So, really what it would do is, instead of when my buddy calls me and says, hey, you want to hang out? And I say, nah, I'm broke again this week, maybe next time, you know, now I'll be able to like go out, but I'll still probably avoid him because, not him or anybody, because I fucking hate, going out and I'm over it. So see, I'm still the same at the core, but, I have not made money yet, but that's neither here nor there. All right. You don't need to know my financial comings and goings. All right. I'm not poor. I just, you know, this is a comedy show, people. All right. You get it. You on the same page with me. All right. So, all right. This is going to actually make me seem poor. And a little shout out to my, my landlord. She's apparently going to start listening to my show. So she might not like this one. all right. So a little background, a little bit more of a background into my life. A short story, perhaps. I live in a small, shitty studio apartment that leaks when it rains and a zero chance of it ever being fixed, right? That I made home. You know, I made it my home. So when I first moved in, the walls were white. Excuse me. Like asylum white. Fluorescent bulbs. And mind you, these aren't the what you're assuming, that, you know, they're just screwed into a light fixture. No. These were like the ones. Hold on, wait. Like the long ones you'll find in like a fucking supermarket that causes headaches the moment you turn it on, which I changed obviously immediately. Then of course, next was painting, and now I've painted on a professional level before, so needless to say, I know what I'm doing. And now, mind you, I'm coming from living with my parents, so I needed to get my adult on. So I painted the theater wall, you know, like where your TV screen would be and stuff like that. Like a dark brown walnut. I forget the exact color of it. And that color and the surrounding walls, I painted a nice like tapper tan. So picture, you know, obviously picture like a walnut, like a dark brown wall and then a lighter tan pretty much on all three other walls that are around it. For the circumstances, like, it looks amazing. And little by little, I made the place a real home. My own space, and, like, and at the time, going back about 2 years now, I was 29, and I needed a change and my own kingdom. Now, this is hardly a kingdom, but it's mine. And my goals in life far exceed where I am now. And one day, I'll look back at this place and say, wow. Like, remember when I lived in that dump? But in the end, when you don't come from much like myself, the small changes, like, the smallest changes in life are huge. And at the rate and motivation I have at this point in my life, are far exceeding my expectations. So yeah, I've been very happy lately, and I'm sorry to those who have not been happy, But listen, I think I screamed about this on my last week's podcast about changing your life. But it's the truth. You know, if you're not happy, of course, it's not easy to just up and change your life. But just make those small changes, whether it's making a new resume. Just take one day. Take, you know, if you're not happy in your life, if you're happy in life, congratulations. Good for you. I'm very happy for you. I'm very proud of you. Yeah, you. I'm talking about you. Yeah, you know, you got to make these little changes in life. And I promise you, you know, like I said, I haven't felt like this in a long time, especially the past year and a half I've went through. I went through some hell, losing friends, stuff like that. And this is my outlet. You know what I mean? This is my outlet. This is my therapy, and you guys are my my inspiration. So yeah, like I said, all right, back to it. So now, if you want, like I said, just try and make a resume. Literally, open up Word or whatever the hell it is, and just put down your first, like, even a heading for your how many times have I said Jesus Christ. There we go again. Boy, tally them up, people. Okay, so put down a fucking heading on your resume, and even that is one step closer to changing your life. It's that simple. It is that fucking simple. So how about those Knicks? Let's talk sports for a second, fellas. I'm sorry, ladies, but all right, this is my thing. How does everyone, like, honestly, if you could write in, all right, listen. How does everyone feel about the triangle offense the Knicks live by? Like, I think they need to change it up. Of course they do. But I feel like it's embedded in their head, and I think it's thrown, it throws them off. But honestly, if you have any opinion on the triangle, write in, give me your opinion, and we'll go from there, right? I'll read it on the show. It could be funny, it could be not. If it's not funny, I won't even read it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. This is my fucking year. This is my year, ladies and gentlemen. I've been waiting patiently. And this is my year. This is my time to shine. And you know, I just need that I need a win. And I don't mean like that, you know, how everyone always says, like, oh, it's a win-win. I fucking hate that. I like my wins one at a time. I'm not greedy. You know? Anyways. So, we're coming up on that time. I wanted to tell you another story about a young Eric trying to avoid school. But you know what? I'm going to save that for next week. And it's a hilarious story. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast this week. And I'm trying to figure out the music thing about you know what I mean, my intro. I'm trying to figure out the intros. Again, this is another D-Verge beat that opened up the show. Shout out to my boy D-Verge. And listen, people, you can write to me, you know, or you can write in. It doesn't necessarily have to be advice. It could be a topic. If you want me to talk about some type of topic that is intriguing you, you know, something that's not fucking stupid. If it's something funny, if it's something good, I'll weigh in on it. I'll read it on the show and I'll weigh in on it. You know, like I said, it could be anonymous, or if you want me to just say your first name, you could do that. It's no big deal. Yet again, write in something in the subject line. If nothing's in the subject line, I might overpass it if it's a hey or a hello or a hi. So if it's a topic, you could put the topic at the top and then follow it with some type of context, and I'll either argue with you or whatever. We'll figure it out. Or I'll agree. Who the fuck knows? We don't know. We don't know, people, right? We don't know until it happens. And then maybe if that starts kicking off with topics or dilemmas or fucking sports, whatever it is, then maybe, just maybe, I'll start doing Thursday shows. You know, just before the Monday show, because honestly, waiting for this Monday was a rough one. I ain't gonna lie. The whole time I was sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait for Monday. Holy shit. And normally, I would have went to sleep, I would have woke up, and then I would have did the show around like 4 o'clock or whatever the time it was. And then I would have uploaded it, it would have been the whole thing, but I didn't want to do that. I was like, you know what? I got a little bit, I caught a little second wind when I got home, and that's why I did the show for you guys. And also, so hopefully you can, depending on where you are in the world, you know, hopefully you can watch it, you can listen to this in the morning, on your drive to work, while you're at your office, you know, what did I say? Driving into work, while you're at your office, while you're on your lunch break, you know. Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. And again, if you would like to write in, the email address is justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Okay? justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. All right, write in. Oh, also, before I go, I'm feeling super fresh right now because I just got a cut from my boy Richie the Barber. I mean, he's just, you know what? Hang on a second, people. Hold on. I'll be back 10 seconds. Oh, wait, is it right here? No, it's not. Hold on 1 second. Hang on. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm not really sorry, though. I'm not as sorry as you want me to be. Holy shit, I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? It's okay. It's all right. You know what? All right. Sorry about that. Next time, you know what? I cannot find his card because I was going to give you a little bit of info. Yeah, I don't know where it is. I can't find it. But next week, I'll... because honestly, listen, my boy Richie, sick barber. Every week, without fail, that's my man right there. So, listen, have a good week. Don't let anything get you down, all right? If anything gets you down, you know what you do? You just go on to iTunes. You go on to Podomatic. You listen to your boy, and hopefully you'll put a little smile on your face. All right? That was the show. Again, have a great week, and I'll talk to you guys Monday. Maybe Thursday, but most likely Monday. All right. See you guys later.